AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through the noise and get straight to the insights that truly matter. Today, we're plunging headfirst into a whirlwind week of football or soccer, as you know, many of you know it, that has absolutely captivated fans globally. We've been poring over top-tier sports reports, particularly from BBC Sports, to unpack some, well, truly monumental moments from this past week. Our mission, to distill the most important nuggets of knowledge from thrilling championship victories and seismic shifts in the transfer market. By the end of this deep dive, you'll have a crystal clear understanding of what happened, why it matters, and perhaps even what it means for the beautiful game going forward.
You're absolutely right. This week has delivered, well, a perfect storm, really, of dramatic on-pitch action and significant off-pitch strategic maneuvers. What's particularly revealing is how these events, from penalty shootouts to record-breaking transfers, they don't exist in isolation, do they? They intricately weave together to shape the future landscape of the sport. It's a snapshot of football's constant evolution, both on the field and, you know, in the boardrooms. Offers some fascinating insights for any avid fan.
Okay, let's unpack this incredible week in football. It's been a ride, for sure, kicking things off with a moment that truly roared across Europe. England's Lionesses are champions of Europe once again. This isn't just another trophy, it's their second consecutive UEFA Women's Euro title, solidifying their place really at the pinnacle of European football.
Back to back, that's seriously impressive consistency at the highest level.
Absolutely. And the final against Spain in Basel was, by all accounts, an absolute nail-biter. After a tense 1-1 draw in regular time, it all came down to the heart-stopping drama of a penalty shootout. The Lionesses, demonstrating incredible composure under immense pressure, held their nerve to secure the win from the spot.
Every kick felt loaded with consequence, didn't it? The pressure must have been immense.
Totally. But this victory carried an even deeper narrative, right? It was a sweet, unforgettable revenge for their painful World Cup final defeat to this very same Spanish side not too long ago.
Yes. It has a whole other layer.
To come back against that exact opponent on a stage this big and claim victory, that's not just a win, that's a powerful statement of resilience.
Indeed. And what strikes me about the Lionesses' triumph isn't just the fact of their second consecutive European title, but how they achieved it against Spain this time.
Right, because that World Cup final loss must have stung.
Exactly. It highlighted specific vulnerabilities, didn't it?
Yeah.
Particularly against Spain's, you know, intricate possession game and those deep-lying playmakers. This time, the Lionesses seem to have adapted.
How so? What changed?
Well, sources hint at a more disciplined high press. Specifically designed, it seems, to disrupt Spain's rhythm higher up the pitch, preventing them from settling into their usual tempo.
So stopping them playing before they could get started, basically.
Pretty much. It feels like a tactical masterclass by Serena Wiegman, coupled with, well, what must have been intense psychological preparation to overcome that World Cup final trauma. It truly speaks volumes about their mental fortitude. They didn't just beat Spain. They kind of nullified the very tactics that beat them before. It's a testament to their capacity for meticulous planning and evolving their game under the highest pressure.
So it wasn't just about showing up mentally, but like actively changing their approach to combat a specific painful memory. That's a fascinating layer to their dominance.
It really is.
It also really highlights the incredible strides women's football is making, doesn't it? Rivalries getting more intense, matches delivering this kind of captivating drama. What a platform for the sport.
Absolutely. The standard just keeps rising.
Okay, so from the raw emotion of the pitch to the calculated chaos of the transfer market, the week's drama wasn't confined to 90 minutes. Off pitch, we saw the market absolutely explode with two massive deals officially confirmed. Deals that are already changing the landscape and, well, aspirations for some of Europe's top clubs.
Yeah, it's like a high-stakes chess match played with millions and millions of pounds and euros. Always fascinating to watch unfold.
First, a long-running saga finally concluded. Arsenal have got their man. They've officially announced the signing of Sporting CP's prolific striker, Victor Gyökeres.
Finally. That one felt like it was dragging on forever.
Tell me about it. The rumor mill's favorite topic. But now it's done. The deal, reported by the BBC, is worth around 85 million.
Wow. $85 million.
Yeah. To put that into perspective, it makes the Swedish international one of the most expensive signings in Arsenal's history. He's widely seen as the crucial final piece of the puzzle for Mikel Arteta's attacking setup.
Missing link, perhaps.
That's the hope, isn't it? As they gear up for a major title challenge, this is a clear, unambiguous declaration of intent from the Gunners. They're not just knocking on the door, they're trying to kick it down.
You're right. This kind of expenditure, it signals Arsenal's unwavering intent, not just to compete, but to truly win the Premier League. But what's important to understand here, I think, is the tactical shift this indicates. Gyökeres isn't just a goal scorer. He's a physical presence, excels at holding up play, bringing others in, offering a more direct threat.
Which is maybe something they lacked a bit, that focal point.
Exactly. It's a bit of a departure from Arsenal's previous reliance on those, you know, fluid false nine systems. It suggests Arteta wants a more defined spearhead, particularly against those deeper defensive blocks they sometimes struggled to bake down last season.
Makes sense. But the price tag?
Oh, the $85 million price tag carries immense pressure, of course. And the risk lies in how seamlessly he integrates into an already established attacking unit, you know, and whether his style truly unlocks more consistent goal scoring rather than disrupting the existing chemistry.
Right. It's a calculated gamble. It's a big one.
Huge gamble. Could bridge the gap to a championship or, if it doesn't click perfectly, create new challenges.
That's a great point about the potential tactical trade-offs.
Yeah.
And speaking of statement signings, in Germany, Bayern Munich have made their huge move, one that underscores their dominance and sort of global ambition. They've officially completed the signing of winger Luis Diaz from Liverpool, a move that surprised quite a few people, I think, sent ripples across European football.
Yeah, that one came a bit out of the blue for many. Diaz into Bayern.
The transfer fee for Diaz is believed to be in the region of $75 million, so another massive fee.
Mm.
This move is undeniably a major coup for Bayern, instantly adding a world-class dynamic attacker to their already formidable front line. For Liverpool, however, well, it marks the end of an era for the Colombian winger at Anfield.
It does. Leaves them with a significant void to fill, doesn't it? And a real challenge to maintain their attacking prowess.
Definitely.
It's fascinating how these transfers reflect the strategic thinking of top clubs, both in terms of, like, acquisition and market response. Bayern gains an immediate impact player in Diaz. We know what he brings: relentless pressing, explosive dribbling, clinical finishing. He offers versatility across the front line, too.
He really bolsters an already strong attack.
Absolutely. It solidifies their position at the top of the Bundesliga and significantly enhances their Champions League aspirations, you'd have to say.
Please.
Conversely, for Liverpool, this sale creates a very specific tactical void.
Yeah, his energy was infectious.
Totally. Diaz's ability to drive at defenders, create space, and contribute to that high-energy pressing system, it was fundamental to their offensive structure. Replacing that unique blend of creativity and work rate will be Liverpool's immediate challenge. It forces a shrewd recruitment strategy and, you know, potential tactical adjustments for Jurgen Klopp. These aren't just transactions, they are strategic maneuvers. They'll dictate the competitive balance next season in both the Premier League, where Liverpool's rebuild will be closely watched, and the Bundesliga, where Bayern looks even more imposing.
You can almost feel the shifts in power as these big names move. It really does change the landscape for next season. Makes you wonder about the ripple effects, doesn't it?
Always does. One big move can trigger several others.
Okay, let's shift focus again. The celebrations weren't limited to Europe. Far from it. This week, in one of the most incredible, like, jaw-dropping finals you will ever see, the Super Falcons of Nigeria have won the 2025 Women's Africa Cup of Nations. This was a match that just defied all expectations.
Incredible stuff. WAFCON always delivers drama, but this was something else.
Absolutely. In a stunning, emotionally charged match in Rabat, Nigeria came back from an improbable 2-0 down to beat the host nation, Morocco, 3-2.
Against the hosts.
Yeah.
In Rabat. 2-0 down.
Exactly. The Atlas Lionesses looked to be cruising to victory. They were dominant, leading comfortably 2-0 at halftime through goals from Ghislaine Chabak and Sana Masoudi. You thought it was over.
Most teams would have crumbled, especially away from home. Huge crowd against you.
Right. But the second half belonged almost entirely to Nigeria's electrifying Esther Okorongwu. She became the catalyst for an epic turnaround, just immense. She inspired the comeback, first coolly converting a penalty in the 64th minute. That gave them belief. You could see it.
The crucial first goal back. always changes the dynamic.
Then just 7 minutes later, in a flurry of attacking brilliance, she meticulously set up Folamide Ijem Malusi for the equalizer. Momentum completely shifted.
Wow, involved in everything.
And then, in a moment of sheer heart-stopping drama, with just 2 minutes of the game remaining, Okoronkwo, again, proved decisive, teeing up substitute Jennifer Echegini to score the dramatic winner.
Unbelievable.
Completed the most incredible comeback and absolutely silenced the ecstatic home crowd, turned celebration into just stunned disbelief in seconds. This victory secures a record-extending 10th WAFCON title for Nigeria, achieved in truly legendary, almost unbelievable fashion.
10 titles.
Yeah.
Just remarkable dominance over the years. Mm. But this one feels special. And, you know, when you look at Nigeria's comeback from 2-0 down, particularly against the host nation, it's not just about the psychology of resilience, so that's huge. It's often about crucial tactical adjustments, too.
Yeah, you have to change something.
Exactly. And exploiting newfound vulnerabilities, Morocco, having played with such intensity, maybe suffered from a combination of physical fatigue and psychological pressure once Nigeria scored that first goal.
The pressure flips, doesn't it?
It does. No. Okoronkwo's brilliance was the catalyst. Yes, her direct involvement in all three goals is just staggering. Scoring, then assisting twice.
Yeah.
But Nigeria also seemed to shift their attacking approach, maybe went more direct.
Perhaps use their pace out wide more.
Could be. Leverage their speed to bypass Morocco's tiring midfield. Put immense strain on Morocco's defense, which then just cracked under that relentless pressure and the sheer belief Nigeria had rediscovered. It's a powerful testament to individual genius combined with a team's collective will to never, ever give up, even when faced with seemingly insurmountable odds.
Incredible.
And it really highlights the increasing depth of talent and the thrilling competitiveness within African women's football, too. Great final.
What an absolutely gripping story to cap off an already eventful week in football. You can almost feel the surge of emotions from the despair at halftime to the just ultimate euphoria of that winning goal.
Sport at its absolute best.
So what does this all mean for you, the avid football fan, and maybe even beyond? This week has been such a powerful reminder of the unpredictable drama, the deep-seated rivalries, and the truly global reach of the beautiful game. From the, you know, strategic brilliance required for a European title where every penalty kick is loaded with history, to the sheer willpower needed for an epic comeback against all odds. Mm. And the colossal financial power shaping club futures through these huge transfers. Football continues to surprise, excite, and captivate us.
It really does. It transcends borders and cultures, connects us all in this shared passion. And if we connect this to the broader landscape, what really stands out for me is the growing competitiveness and the massive investment happening across different leagues and continents, particularly in women's football.
Yeah, that's been a clear theme this week.
Definitely. The Euro and WAFCON finals, both delivering intense drama and high-level play, are prime examples of this global growth. These events aren't just isolated games or results. They represent significant shifts. Shifts in the sport's global footprint, its increasing commercial appeal, and importantly, the undeniable rise in the quality of play worldwide. It's a truly fantastic time to be a football fan, witnessing this evolution unfold.
A week packed with champions crowned and major transfers shaping the future. What an incredible time for football fans around the world to witness these moments unfold. We hope this deep dive gave you a fresh perspective and some key insights into the week's biggest football news. We love bringing these insights to you, you know, cutting through the noise so you can be truly well-informed.
Hopefully hit the spot.
As a final provocative thought for you to chew on, how do these high-stakes victories, whether through nerve-wracking shootouts or miraculous comebacks, and these massive transfer investments, how do they shape the competitive balance in the upcoming football seasons? And what exciting new rivalries might they spark across Europe and beyond? Something to mull over until next time.
Good question. Lots to think about there.